This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you check out the video version of this episode on YouTube on my channel at Tatum Tamia. I'll make sure the link to this full episode is in the show description as well. So today's episode is all about influencing versus thought leadership. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I don't even know how we got here. We were talking about just different platforms and marketing and things of that nature. But we started talking about influencing versus thought leadership. And I thought this would be a great subject to bring to the podcast. And I want you guys in the YouTube comments to really tell me what you think, because I'm curious. But my stance is that I feel that a lot of faith-based entrepreneurs, we're playing it small by aspiring to be influencers of any kind. And I believe that it's more impactful for whatever it is that God has called us to do. It's more effective, and I believe it's more lucrative to seek to be a thought leader as opposed to just an influencer. Now, there's overlap there because thought leaders have influence, but I feel like focusing on thought leadership versus influencing is just overall better. It's just overall more beneficial across the board. So let's define each of them and then we'll compare a little bit. So according to Collins Dictionary, influence is the power to make other people agree with your opinions or do what you want. And this is what makes influencing a lucrative business for organizations, because it gives individual people leverage who have a large niche audience. And then it also gives companies the opportunity to leverage those niche audiences inexpensively. So, for example, if the Super Bowl reaches 3 million people, they're going to have to pay, I mean, it reaches way more than that, but let's just say the Super Bowl costs $3 million to reach 3 million people. It's probably going to cost a lot less to utilize influencers to reach those same 3 million people. And it's probably going to be a better return on investment because these influencers have more power with their audience. They have more of that know you, like you, trust you factor with the communities that they build. And so it's become popular really for that reason. And now a brand can pretty much just pay the influencer as opposed to paying whoever throws the Super Bowl or the NFL. Lord have mercy. Listen, this ain't about sports, but they can pay the influencer as opposed to paying the NFL. Now, this concept is, as far as social media influencing, is new, but it's really not that new as far as just the core of it goes, because even from the beginning of time, people have been doing different endorsement deals, which is pretty much the same thing. So, for example, Tiger Woods only wears Nike so that Tiger Woods fans and people who want to play golf as good as Tiger Woods, they are going to buy Nike as well. So the concept is the same, but now regular people are building these influential or these big communities, and brands are capitalizing off of that. And so that's why it's such a big thing right now, because it's a lot of money to be made in influencing now that it's not just exclusive to celebrities. So that's what influencing is. Now let's talk about thought leadership. I like the Wikipedia definition, which is crazy because Wikipedia be trying it sometimes, but I think that they really explain it in a way that I like. So they say that thought leadership is influencing a narrative by understanding what needs to be done. A thought leader can be recognized as an authority in a specific field and whose expertise is sought out and often rewarded. That can be an expert, a historical figure, or a wise person with worldly impact. I really like this definition because it encompasses influence, because thought leaders have leverage and power over a niche group of people. But I think it takes it a step further because thought leaders have worldly impact. Influencers have impact within their sphere of influence. And so I feel like, personally, this is my stance. Tell me what y'all think in the YouTube comments. My stance is that you can be a lot more effective, especially as a person of faith, by concentrating on being a thought leader as opposed to being an influencer, especially with this key part of the definition that says thought leadership is influencing a narrative. It is our job to spread the good news, ultimately, not just to get people to buy the perfume that we wear or the candle that's in the background of our photo. That's small, but you can still be financially successful by utilizing your influence. But you can also take it a step further when you have that narrative attached to it and impact people on a larger scale. A little example, when I started thinking about like some different thought leaders, one of my favorite thought leaders right now, I don't know her real name, but she goes by the Food Babe, and I follow her on Instagram. Now, if y'all see some foolishness, I don't know about that. I'm just talking about, you know, what I like about her and how what her narrative is as it relates to food. So her whole mission really is to expose the big food industry for basically keeping Americans obese and sick. And she talks about how the big food industry works with the big pharma industry, so they keep us sick. Big pharma keep us alive with their medications, and everybody gets rich and we don't have a great quality of life. And like on her Instagram page, I'm always posting stuff. My sister sometimes is like, stop, because I was just eating Cheez-Its and you posted the Food Babe breaking down the ingredients of Cheez-Its. But on her Instagram, she like exposes different ingredients and how they're harmful. And she's pretty much, she's a thought leader because she is pushing a narrative that these ingredients that are in the food that companies are giving us are bad for us, and that we shouldn't trust these companies and we shouldn't trust, like, you know, everything that the FDA approves, because they approve stuff that still kills us and causes cancer and all of these different diseases that plague Americans. And so that's an example. Another example of a thought leader is, let's take Arianna Huffington, for example. Most people know her as the founder of the Huffington Post, but she's made a name for herself as a business thought leader. So now, in addition to being the editor of the publication for so long, she has this company now where she is committed to this narrative of ending stress and burnout. And so with that, she publishes books, she talks about this message on social media, all of these different platforms, but overall she's pushing a narrative. And so again, I believe that we as Christian entrepreneurs should be focusing more on being thought leaders than being influencers, because I think we're just playing ourselves small. And then I took it a step further, because when I get into a certain mindset, I start doing research and some more stuff. I was like, well, what's the net worths of different influencers? And I saw different influencers. I think the highest net worth I saw was maybe like 40 million or something like that. But it was like between 1 and 40 million were like the top influencers. Now, that's still a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But when I was looking at what the net worth is for some of these thought leaders, some of the bigger ones, of course, like Arianna Huffington, for example, I Googled hers. Her net worth is like $100 million. And so I'm like, not only, in my opinion, based off of my little Googles and going down this rabbit hole, my opinion is that not only are thought leaders a lot more effective and pushing narratives forward or being effective in whatever it is that they're doing, it's also more financially lucrative as well. So again, I believe that by us just trying to be influencers and all of that, we're really playing ourselves small. But based off of that, like, I believe that thought leadership has a lot more reach and a lot more depth than influencing. And when I kept looking, I saw a couple of other differences. So influence is usually measured by platforms, but thought leadership is everywhere. So somebody is an influencer on TikTok, or they're an influencer on YouTube or Instagram, but a thought leader, they're someone who is pushing a narrative everywhere. So where their message is being pushed is a lot more diverse. They're not limited to a platform. That opens up more like TV opportunities and media opportunities and things of that nature. You can market and do a lot more with a message than you can as just trying to be an influencer, because it's more so focused on the person and their life and what they're into, as opposed to really getting people to buy into a bigger picture. Because I love the Lord, I couldn't just stop with my Google searches. I was like, okay, let's go to the Bible. Ultimate thought leaders in the Bible were the apostles in the book of Acts. So just a quick background. The book of Acts was written by Luke, and it's a continuation of the book of Luke. And so when Acts starts, it starts with after the resurrection of Jesus, he basically tells the disciples, like, look, I'm out, but I'm going to send y'all the Holy Spirit, and wait for the Holy Spirit, right? So this is a very ghetto explanation of it, but just go read Acts. But nevertheless, at Pentecost, all of the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. And at that point, they were able to go out and spread the gospel and spread the good news. But I believe that they were thought leaders because they were going out and preaching the gospel. Their narrative was that Jesus is Lord. And so they had power, they had influence, because I think it was Paul or Peter, but it was one speech. He converted like 3,000 people on the spot. And so they clearly had influence and impact. But their thought leadership, in my opinion, having this narrative, having this bigger picture that they were able to go out and preach about, that made them a lot more effective in establishing the church and establishing the Christian community that we have today. And so I want to expand your minds a little bit as people who are going out and creating things for God. A lot of us are thinking small, in my opinion, focusing on, you know, the platforms, like maybe Instagram, how can I beat this algorithm, or TikTok, how can I get these videos done and do that so that I can get reached that way. I think if we focus more so on thought leadership, reach a lot more people and be a lot more effective in what God has called us to do. So you may be like, okay, Tatum, I hear you. I got it. Thought leadership. How I'm supposed to do that? Like, where do I even start on being a thought leader? And I'm so glad you asked. I want to go over just like four things that you can start doing to be a thought leader and really have that big impact that I want you to have, and that I know that God has called you to have. So the first thing is you have to understand that thought leadership is empowered by the Holy Spirit first. The apostles could not go anywhere or do anything until Pentecost.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I'm thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can give Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother, or anyone who was in a car with us, just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
They were supposed to sit on their laurels until Pentecost, and then they were going to go out. And so for you, do not go out doing anything, preaching any messages, teaching any subjects without the Holy Spirit. So if we even just go to right to the beginning in Acts, I'm actually going to read Acts 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8 from the New Living Translation. It says, in my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach. Now, this is Luke writing this, by the way. In my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift that he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So again, once I read this in Acts and revisited, I've read this a few times, but once I thought about this and revisited it, I'm like, this is why we need to be thought leaders and why we need to focus on pushing the narrative of the gospel, so that, because we're a part of this, it's our job to be his witness and tell people about him everywhere to the ends of the earth. But just like they couldn't go out, just like they couldn't do anything until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, we can't either. And now the great thing about us is we don't have this waiting period, so to speak. So you get the Holy Spirit once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. They had to wait a time period because this was in real time. But since Pentecost has already happened, then we have the benefit of, as soon as we accept Jesus as Lord, we're now baptized with the Holy Spirit as well. And so, but the Holy Spirit is our guide, our teacher, all of these things. So we have to consult Holy Spirit and make sure that we're not going out until he sends us out. So that's step one with being a thought leader, is that you have to make sure that you're not moving out of alignment with the Holy Spirit, out of God's timing. And I talked in last week's episode about just like not always understanding why God is calling you to do certain things. And so one thing I love about this scripture is that it also says the Father alone has set the authority to set those dates and times, and they're not for you to know. And so even though they were talking specifically about when it was time for them to go out, that applies to us as well. Like God's timing, and I said that in my recap of the 5 years of the podcast, is that God's timing is perfect. And so for you, you have to make sure that you don't go anywhere without the Holy Spirit. That's how we get into trouble. That's how we get ourselves outside of the will of God. That's how we get ourselves in these situations that we have to beg God to get us out of, is because we moved without him. So again, the first step to being this thought leader and really making this massive impact is that you have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit first. Now, I want to get a little bit more practical, because a lot of you guys aren't necessarily, and even for myself, I'm not necessarily a preacher or a pastor or anything like that, but I have a message and a mission that God has given me to do, and an assignment that I have to carry out. So what that looks like for me and what that looks like for you guys is you have to marry the message. So the assignment, whatever mission God has put you on, you have to marry that with a method. Marry the mission with a method. So remember, thought leaders are experts. They're authorities in their field. So God has given a lot of you guys a message and a mission in your particular field. So now it's your job. That's the Holy Spirit part. And so this all goes back to how to do business God's way. That's the Holy Spirit part. Now it's your job, because God gave the assignment to you for a reason. Now it's your job to marry that mission with a particular method. And when we're talking about business, that method is what you're going to make money from. That method is what is going to turn into your revenue streams within your business. The method is what makes you an expert and is what makes you effective in the mission. So to give you an example, for me on the Blessed and Bossed Up platform, my message is to make God the CEO of your business. That was my assignment. When he snatched me up and said, change the podcast, that was the assignment and that was the mission, is to teach people how to seek God on behalf of their business. My method is what we talk about every week for the last 5 years. My method is having business meetings with God. And so my method is something that I can sell through the devotional, through courses and live events and things of that nature. My method is what's helping people truly be able to go back to God on behalf of their business and see results from that. And this is something I'm so glad that God made clear, because when I first started doing business God's way, I was a little confused as to where I fit. I'm like, okay, God, I know I'm supposed to obey you, but you know, where do I fit, so to speak? Where does my skills and things of that nature, how does that fit? And that fits by you applying your unique skill sets, your story, whatever it is that's specific to you, you apply it to the method. Another example, and I'm just going to break down the different brands that I have. So with Anchor Media, the message God gave us is to fill the airwaves with good news. And right now, the focus is podcasting. And so for us, the method that I created based off of my expertise of creating a successful podcast is our profitable podcast system. That's the method. And so I apply my method to God's mission. And now I'm working with shows that are further spreading the gospel. I'm working with shows who have their own missions and things of that nature. And by applying my method, they're able to reach more people, which is accomplishing the mission of filling the airwaves with good news. I hope I'm making this simple, because it was good to me when I wrote it down in my notes, like very black and white, because I like simple. Because you can apply simple. Another example with like my brand under my name, Tatum Tamia, the message is to be uncompromising. Like God really, and I'm sharing it through my book and things of that nature. My message is that God wants me to teach women not to settle, to build the big businesses and the healthy families, to love yourself and love God and love people and not have to leave any of your heart's desires on the table. And so the method that I created to accomplish or to push God's message forward is what I call the blueprint. And y'all learn more about that later. But again, I apply my method that I created to God's mission. So now when women apply the blueprint to their lives, they're able to be uncompromising and the mission is accomplished. So again, this is like probably the best thing I've ever told you in these last 5 years. This is as practical as I can get. Marry the message and the mission, or marry the message, and I say slash mission, because some of you guys, sometimes it takes the form of a mission, but marry it with a method or a system or a strategy that is unique to you and what you do. You apply, and with this, again, the concept is that with the method, you apply your knowledge, your skills, your unique traits, etc., to the message. God gave it to you for a reason, because you have something specific that'll make you effective in delivering the message to those that you are called to. And you have something unique and specific that you can apply to make God's message really hit home for people. And so that was number two. Number three, after you have been sent out by the Holy Spirit, after you marry the message with the method, now it's time to create awareness around your message. And so you do that by really figuring out where your target audience are, target audiences? Like, where are those people that God has called you to impact? Who are the people that are supposed to hear the message or be impacted by this mission? That's where you go to talk about what the message is. That's where you go to spread awareness around your message. So, example, this podcast, when I switched it over and started doing it God's way, we stayed in the business category for a reason, because that's where my people are. I don't want to be in a religion and spirituality category. I don't want to be around people who are already super duper saved and doing all the things of God. I want to be around, and I'm called specifically on this platform to entrepreneurs who may identify as a Christian, but they're pursuing business and not seeing the correlation between their faith life and their business life. And so I'm in the business category so that I can go and connect with those people who are looking for business resources to spread the gospel to them. So if I'm over in spirituality and religion, how am I going to meet the people that I'm supposed to meet? How am I supposed to impact the people that I'm supposed to impact? So the next step after you have the message and the method is to create awareness around it. And you do that by going to where your people are and sharing the message there. Now, the fourth step, because again, this is about people who, and I want to be clear, I'm talking about thought leadership for Christ-centered business owners. I'm not talking about ministry leaders. I'm not talking about churches, things that are more so nonprofit. That's different. That's not my lane. I'm talking about for-profit businesses, people who have a God-ordained message and mission and are seeing it through in business spaces. That's who I'm talking to, because I don't need y'all misunderstanding me. So I want to make sure I'm clear. Now that you've created that awareness and you found the spaces to share your message, now it's time to productize your method, which basically means turn it into a way that you make money. So whatever your method is, you can turn it into a book and sell it. So for me, if She Is Uncompromising, that's my book. You can turn it into speaking. So I plan to go around and speak with the She Is Uncompromising message and get paid for it. You could turn it into coaching programs. So Anchor Media, we help, we do like coaching and consulting and working with podcasters on making their shows reach the masses and make money. So we've productized our method of the profitable podcast system through our live events and through our programs. So same for you can do live events, you can do programs, courses, you can create spaces, whatever it may be. But your method is the thing that you sell. So quick recap, because we went through a lot. So quick recap, and I want to hear your thoughts. Make sure that you, again, comment on the YouTube video. It is my belief that pursuing influence as Christian entrepreneurs is thinking small. And I think it's our job to be thought leaders and to build businesses on thought leadership and not influence. And you do that through, one, not moving without the Holy Spirit. Two, marrying the message with a method, then creating awareness around that message, number three, and then productizing your method, meaning that's what you sell and that's how you make money. Let me know y'all thoughts. Again, in the comments of the YouTube video, that wraps up another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I will talk to you guys next week.
The there's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Start your morning at McDonald's and enjoy one of our tasty bagel sandwiches for breakfast. Try the steak, egg, and cheese bagel or the sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. Order ahead on our app and pick it up curbside. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Peloton, let's go!
This holiday, with the right music and the right motivation from world-class instructors,
we're gonna pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.